Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Wednesday, April the 8th at Keeneland. First full week of this spring meet. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And Jim, it's an 8 race card, so our pick 4, late pick 4, starts in race 5. And that means it will also wrap up the early pick 5. But it's an allowance race, 4-year-olds and up, mile and a 16th on the turf. Integration coming back to the races at a shorter distance than he usually goes at. He'll probably be the big favorite. Can you beat him in this opening leg of the late pick 4?
Well, I think Integration is obviously the favorite here. And you look at the back class, I mean, coming out of 5 consecutive grade ones, I would think he will probably be the favorite. But there's a couple reasons to take a stand against him. One of them is, just like you mentioned, I mean, he's coming back at a mile and 16. He is 1-for-1 at distance, but he's had much more success at longer distances. Although, you know, he ran okay the Maker's Mark mile last year here. He got beat by 4.25 at a mile. So I don't think that's going to kill him, but the long layoff from August of 25 is another reason to take a stand against him. I'm going to use him in the pick 4. You're crazy not to use him. But I like Dresden Row a little bit better by Todd Pletcher. This horse has also had a layoff, but very consistent. Ran well at Woodbine last year. Has been good on synthetic, can pretty much run on anything. And so Dresden Row getting Flavia Pratt to take that mount for Pletcher intrigues me a little bit at 9-2. And then Theismann for Peter Urton has a win over the track, very important, at this distance in October. Has one race back at Fairgrounds and faded, but has a lot of positional speed, which may serve him well here on this turf course. So I'm going to go 3 deep in here, trying to beat up Integration. He may just be too classy for this bunch, but I think one of those two horses has a shot at beating him.
I'm going to do the same thing in terms of trying to beat Integration with the comeback and the shorter distance, and I'll come back from the layoff. And I'm going to take a little stab here with, and the winner is, out of the one hole, on the angle that this horse is back with Wayne Catalano, who had him as a 2-year-old when he won a grade 2 here at Keeneland. He's had 2 wins here at Keeneland, and the winner is as. And Catalano's got him back on turf now after the comeback race was on synthetic. So it's the second start off a long layoff. And if with Catalano bringing this horse to Keeneland for this spot, I'm thinking maybe he's got him back on top of his game. So I'm going to try and the winner is for a little bit of a price here. Over Integration, and Theismann's the other one I'm going to use, just off the 4 wins last year and the 1 win at Keeneland. Race 6, 3-year-old Filly Maidens, mile and 16th on the main track. I took East Bay on top here. I thought this horse improved with the added distance and now gets to go 2 turns and a mile and a 16th, so ought to maybe even take another step forward. I like Saez taking the mount on this horse that did take some money in both of her career starts. First career starts. She's Tall, That's All, the 3, second out for Ian Wilkes, debuted at a mile at Gulfstream, so that's not easy to do, and ought to improve off that, I would think. Answered Prayers from the Mott Barn, 6th in the debut, but that was at 7 furlongs and had some trouble at the start. 7 furlongs is a tough debut distance, so this horse has every reason to get a little better. If you want to go deeper, Dad's 2 Cents, the 1, it's Walsh and Gaffley owned. A little bit cold start for the opening weekend, but you know they'll heat up. And then Blue Hen Chick, the 4, just because it Pratt in the saddle and the horses run well in both starts. So those are a couple of others to consider, but I've got East Bay on top. How about you?
I thought I would slide that one by you, but no such luck. I think this filly has a big shot in here. Showed speed at Colonial. Faded, get beat by 5 lengths. That was at a mile. Has really the only gate speed in the race. You can't see any other horse in here. Possibly the 7, Wujud, but for Andrew McKeever, has a little bit of speed. Nobody else has any. So I think Luis Saez is smart enough to get the lead here and milk it. And I think East Bay has a big shot. I don't think you're going to get 8-1 on Luis Saez. I'm only going to use one other, and that's Answered Prayers. Bill Mott's horse caught a sloppy track at Gulfstream at 7 furlongs and was down on the rail and really that had no shot. But they bet the filly down to 5-1 in this spot. So comes back in, you know, 3.5 weeks. So Mott obviously thinks she's doing well. And I think Answered Prayers is the other one that makes sense in here. And that's the only two I'm going to use. Ian Wilkes' horse, She's Tall, That's All. Would be the other one, but that horse got 0 support at the window opening up in 31-1. So I think answered prayers at East Bay, and that's a nice little exacta for you, I think, too.
Race 7 is an allowance race for fillies and mares, 4 and up at a mile and a 16th on the turf. Who you got?
Pretty good race for a Wednesday. This is our feature race, the allowance on the turf. I think Rusty Arnold's horse, I Love You Anyway, probably deserves to be the favorite on the inside. She's coming out of two grade 3 efforts and almost won the Aqueduct Pebbles last fall or last early winter. Came back in Tampa at Tampa in the Endeavor. Didn't run that well, was 7-1 that day. This is a little more logical spot for Rusty Arnold. I think I Love You Anyway. He's got a big chance in here. Princess Attitude for Vicki Oliver. Seems like Vicki always wins a couple races that you don't think she could. This one's got a big shot coming off a layoff, but ran in a couple of grade threes last year. Didn't embarrass herself, and I think she fits well as well in here. Icona for Brendan Walsh. You mentioned Brendan was 0-10 opening weekend. I know he thought he was going to have some winners in that bunch, but this one, coming off a maiden win at Gulfstream, taking a step up in class for her first time against winners. Texas Holiday for Joe Sharp, the 7 horse, 12-1 morning line. First time in the Joe Sharp barn, 20% angle there, and got a lot of early speed. May not be able to clear a couple other horses here, like Miss Kitty Boom, which I'm always also going to use, shipping it from Santa Anita for Johnny Velasquez. But Fabian Pratt and Joe Sharp at 12-1 is very intriguing. And then the 6th one I'm going to use half of them here. Fire Moon, the 11 for Cherie DeVoe, gets Irene Ortiz. Won first time out at Churchill, was favored at Fairgrounds in an allowance race, ran second by 3/4 of the length. And Irene takes the mount back from the maiden win at Churchill. So that's an incredible angle there. Fire Moon's got a big shot. So going 6 deep here in this turf race.
I took Love You Anyway on top as well. I talked to Rusty Arnold for the Today at Keeneland show, and that interview will be on the Wednesday show. And he said that in that race at Tampa, he thought he made a mistake by shipping her over the day of, and she just kind of lost her head that day and wasn't herself. And so he said, just don't pay any attention to that race. And if you don't, then you look at the Pebbles race that you mentioned and the race before that at Keeneland. And she has a win and a third from 2 starts here. So I think she's going to be tough to beat in this spot. Princess Attitude I liked. She finished ahead of Love You Anyway in the race at Keeneland last fall. Has hooked some good ones in her career. And talked to Vicki Oliver as well for the Today at Keeneland show. And she said that she thought she ran Princess Attitude one too many times. So I wouldn't even pay any attention to the last race from last year. The other two I'm going to use, Miss Kitty Boom, you mentioned, 3 starts, 1 win, 1 second, all the starts at 6 furlongs, but source is bred to be better with 2 turns for Baltus and John Velasquez in the saddle. And then the other one I'm going to use is Love and Poetry. It's the other Cherie DeVoe. You took one of hers. I'm taking the other one. And the main reason I went to this one is because it's where Jose Ortiz lands, and that's her go-to rider. And the horse ran 2 races at the fairgrounds last year that would stack up well. Off since July, but she can... Certainly, she's a former Chad Brown protege, so she can get one ready off a layoff. And she had a good start to the week to the weekend at Keeneland. So I'm going to use Love and Pretty as my 4th option in this spot. Race 8 to wrap up the late pick 4 is a starter allowance, 3 and up on the main track at 7 furlongs. I like High Go. It's Walsh and Gaffleone. Maybe this will be the spot where they get their first one. Race last time, I thought, validated the improvement that we saw in the previous start for this horse. And it was a maiden claiming win, and then came back with a similar number. And I like the cutback from longer distance to 7 furlongs. American Brass, Maury's 22% off the claim. This horse a half length away from 2 wins in a row. The 5, Horsetron Supreme, interesting name. But I like the improvement in the Turfway race against 30K claimers stepping up. And I just thought that was an improved race, and in a race like this, a horse that's improving could be dangerous, so I'm going to put that one on the ticket. I'm going to use the 1, General Graham, because mainly the connections of Keneally and Jose Ortiz. And then Sharon's Beach, the 8. I'm going to use 5 deep in here. I'm skeptical of the maiden claiming form at Santa Anita, but this is one of the top morning line choices, so the form's there to certainly make Sharon's Beach competitive. I'm just not sure what that maiden claiming level is like out at Santa Anita these days, but I will put this one on the ticket as well. How'd you see the last race?
Yeah, the maiden claiming level at Santa Anita with 6 and 7 horses probably isn't a big test for this one. This is the first time he's going to be up against. Well, he had a couple races at Colonial, but Santa Anita's a little bit different. But you had a couple horses that you used at a Turfway, and I was a little skeptical of their form because both those horses broke their maiden at 7,500 level. So, yes, they ran good on synthetic. I'm not sure if that translates over, but if it does, you're going to do well because you've got especially Horse Drawn Supreme is 20-1 on the morning line. I went with General Graham in here. I thought that race at Fairgrounds very impressive, and they bet the horse off the board 8-5. And won by 4 3/4 in an optional 50,000 claimer. So, yes, they put him into a claiming race, but they protected him. So, 69 buyer, first time out. Very impressive. And ships here with a big shot. High go for Brendan Walsh. Last couple races have been really good. Broke his maiden on the turf at Fairgrounds, then came back on the dirt at Fairgrounds and ran well. And then Sharon's Beach is the one that I agree. 89 buyer and a maiden optional claiming it. Santa Anita at 6.5 furlongs. I don't know how that translates here, but Jonathan Thomas is an excellent trainer and with not a huge barn. So Sharon Speech gets Ired Ortiz to ride, so you've got to use that one. And I'm going to stick with just those three ending up my pick four.
Let us go to race or to the late pick four tickets. I'm going to do a $60 ticket, 1-3-5 in the first leg. Then I'm going to go just two deep in that sixth race, the maiden, 1-5-6-8. In the allowance feature, and then 1-2-4-5-8 in the last race, $60 ticket. How did you structure your pick four?
I had a $54 ticket, 2-3-5 with 5-9 with 1-2-5-6-7-11 with 1-4-8-54 bucks.
All right, we're also giving out a $3 late pick three ticket on our podcast for this spring meet, since that's the new wager, and it certainly got off to a good start with the payoffs. How'd you structure your $3 late pick three that'll start in the sixth?
I had a kind of a strange one. I don't like to do 2 by 2 by 2, but that's how I wound up. So 5-9, same horses I used in the second leg of the pick four, back to 1-11 with 1-4. So 2 by 2 by 2 is $8 times 3 is only $24, and it's been paying very well the first couple of days.
I ended up 2 by 2 by 4. I took the 5 and the 3, East Bay and She's Tall, That's All. Then I took Love You Anyway and Princess Attitude, and then I went 4 deep. I left out the Santa Anita horse, and I did 3-5 with 1-5 with 1-2-4-5, $48 ticket. There is no Turf Pick 3 on the Wednesday card. It'll come back for Thursday. Best of luck getting the first full week of the spring meet started off with a winning day on the Wednesday card, and we'll be back for our next podcast to check out the Thursday card for the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.